Joining us this evening to explore how storybooks could change South Africa's early learning landscape is Umseri, a project lead at the DG Murray Trust, Kwanda Ndoda. Mr. Ndoda, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me and welcome to all of your viewers and listeners.
It's a pleasure. Just by way of a bird's eye view, what is the purpose of the Umseri project and its role in supporting early childhood development?
Well, so Umseri is an incubated project by DGMT, and traditionally we've always supported early learning programs, and you could call those ECDs, by providing a small unconditional grant. So a very modest grant, very small, under 20,000. And they would be able to use this grant primarily for really anything they want. Of course, they'd have to motivate for it, and it would have to be to the benefit of their center. And then we decided, you know what, actually, we know that there's evidence that shows us and tells us that ownership of books amongst children in the home, as well as in ECD centers, vastly improves children's outcomes, especially when it comes to early learning and literacy, but also socio-emotional skills. And so then we decided to partner up with an organization called Book Dash to do exactly that. So Book Dash is an organization that is strictly there to manufacture books, so to provide books and to distribute them to people that need them. And so then we decided, okay, well, we have this network of organizations that we're supporting. Why don't we collaborate with Book Dash so that we overlay the box of books over the grant that we provide to these centers. So typically when a center applies, they'll tell us what number of children they have. So we give that information to Book Dash, and we ensure that everybody that receives a grant from Umseri also receives a box of books for each child. Not a box for each child, but a book for each child to take home and to share with their parents.
And why is access to books, storybooks, so important for young children, their development and learning, Kwanda?
Consider this, you know, sharing a story for a child does not just increase their vocabulary, but it unleashes their sense of wonder. It catapults their imagination. And when you're reading to your child, so I have a 2-year-old boy, when you're reading to your child, you can't read as if it's a eulogy. You know, you have to be animated. You have to play roles. You have to create fervor and fun around your story. Because remember, children learn through play. And so when you're reading, you have to be playing. And in that way, children will enjoy the process of reading with you. And you'll know you're successful when they bring the books to you because they want you to read to them because they know how much fun that is. And once a child then begins to choose their own books that they want to read themselves, they have fun reading. That means that by the time they get to school and now they have to read almost, I don't want to use the word chore, but I think homework did kind of feel like that when we were younger. Now they have to read for those reasons, and it'll come to them with ease because they don't have to struggle through reading because reading is already a part of the activities that they enjoy doing.
Having embarked on this partnership with Book Dash to execute this pilot program, how has it been running so far?
It's been running pretty smoothly. So we provide information to Book Dash. Book Dash works with a third-party provider. I hope I can name them. I mean, they're amazing. They're called BiblioNef, and they're based in Pinelands. And they're also a book type of organization, and they basically do the logistics. We've been getting a lot of comms from people on the ground that have received the books, very heartwarming book pictures of children holding the books, playing with the books. And so that's been really great. What we haven't seen, though, is pictures of books in the home, because they obviously arrive to the ECD site, and that's when the comms reaches us. So we don't have a direct link to parents, but we're hoping that when we're in the field, if we can coordinate correctly, we can ensure that we're able to see books in homes with parents. Of course, that's always a challenge because most of the time parents are at work, and so they aren't really available for you to kind of do a site visit in the home. But we'll try really hard to see if we can do that.
Research shows that book ownership does change life trajectories. What is it, Kwanda, about owning a book that makes such a profound difference?
Well, I mean, I think let's step back from saying owning a book, because owning a book is really just a mechanism to gain knowledge, right? It's a thirst for knowledge, a sense of inquisitiveness that you want to inculcate in a child. Okay, and then books become this tool because most of the stories are in books. Then books really just become a means to an end. Okay, but what we want is we want a child that's inquisitive, that wants to ask questions, that has a thirst for knowledge. And you'll agree, I think, that that's good for anybody that has to navigate this planet. You have to meet new people. You have to embrace new technologies. You have to have empathy, which means you have to understand different contexts. And books are a great mechanism to get you there, but they're not the only mechanism, but I believe they're the most powerful and most attainable.
And what more do you feel can also be done to strengthen parents' and caregivers' capacity to nurture that early literacy at home, to advance that love of reading?
Well, I think, it's conversations like this. It's definitely training. It's definitely making parents understand the value of reading, not just in terms of the phonics and being able to navigate, the mechanical part of reading, but to understand the value of stories and the joy that comes from stories, the joy that comes from, imagination and just thinking differently. Because I think we always talk about critical thinking, but that comes much later. First there's wonder, first there's joy, first there's just seeking more information. And I think as soon as we make parents understand that, and I think many parents do understand that, but what's not always obvious is how much time should I spend sharing stories with my child? How consistent should I be? What are the indicators that show me as a parent that I'm successful? And the studies tell us that as little as 5 minutes a day, if you're doing it consistently, and the indicators you can use to know that you're successful is when the child begins to bring the stories to you because they enjoy that time. And then you capitalize on that and you make sure that you're doing it for as long as you can. You make sure that it's those moments that you're sharing with your child, those happy moments, not just for you, but also for your child, because they'll remember that. They'll remember that when they're older. And then, of course, what you'd be doing then is that you're creating the foundation for children to be able to go grab their own stories, grab their own books. And once you've done that, well, it's kind of like a dynamo, right? It goes by itself.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Wonderful, wonderful momentum, lifelong, in fact. Lastly, Kwanda, how does this partnership between Umsedi and Book Dash also fit into the broader vision behind the DG Murray Trust in terms of breaking those circles of poverty?
Sure. There was a study that came out last week, Monday, called the Thrive by Five Index. I encourage all your listeners to go check out that report. And it's basically the biggest survey of children's school readiness that's ever been in South Africa. And they look at children's learning outcomes. They look at five learning domains. I won't get into that technical language, but they did make recommendations. And one of the recommendations that came out of that report is that we need a concerted effort in order to shift the needle when it comes to children's outcomes, especially around school readiness. And what a concerted effort means is collaboration is exactly like what Book Dash is doing with Umlaidi. It's making sure that wherever there are synergies that can create the environment that's required for children's outcomes to be realized in a positive way, that we do those, that we harness those relationships, that we make sure that we're working together and moving in the same direction. And it shouldn't be limited only to resource and training organizations like ourselves or Book Dash. I encourage parents, if you're reading to your child and your child's enjoying it, tell other parents, tell your neighbor, tell your colleague. Be interested in what other parents are maybe doing with their children. And I think once we create a culture like that, we are going to have a lot more cross-pollination of positive activities, hopefully.
Umsedi, project lead at the DG Murray Trust, Kwanda Ndoda. Appreciate you joining us this evening, Kwanda. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time tonight, sir.
Thank you.